Good morning, and onshore wind flow continues across interior New York and New England, keeping that damp, cool, moist air from the Atlantic overhead. Temperatures have dropped back into the 50s to around 60 for overnight lows. Lots of clouds to start the day and scattered showers as well as we track a warm front our way from central and western New York. The front will only move very slowly our way and take all day to get here and even into the overnight period. The process of that milder air entering eastern New York and New England will be a cloud-generating process, so mostly cloudy skies today, and as that milder air lifts over that cool, damp marine layer, scattered showers will be likely through the afternoon and into the evening. The warm front will make its way through, though, overnight tonight. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will accompany the front, but more importantly, it will open the door for warmer and increasingly more humid air, so temperatures tonight will only go back into the lower and middle 60s. This will set us up for a mostly cloudy but muggy day tomorrow. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will become more numerous as a cool front approaches from the west by mid to late afternoon. The showers and thunderstorms will extend into the evening hours with temperatures in the high 70s to around 80. Some of the thunderstorms could contain heavy downpours. The trend overnight Friday night and into early Saturday morning will be to clear things out, with drier weather in store for us during the day Saturday and increasing sunshine. With the sun coming back, temperatures on Saturday will be in the upper 70s to around 80 degrees. A big ridge of high pressure, both at the surface and aloft, will continue to build in late Saturday and Saturday night and be overhead on Sunday. This will mean lots of sunshine for Sunday afternoon and warming temperatures as highs will reach the lower to middle 80s. In the middle to upper 80s on Monday, with that ridge of high pressure dominating and another front heading our way, which will put a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast by the end of the day, and showers and thunderstorms will be more numerous as we head through midweek next week with highs in the 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from parts of central and eastern Texas, southeastern Oklahoma, to the lower Mississippi Valley. Rich Gulf moisture return with dew points in the lower 70s is already underway today. Meanwhile, mid-level winds across central and eastern Texas into the lower Mississippi Valley will become increasingly more westerly. These westerly winds will advect a plume of steep lapse rates eastward atop the returning Gulf moisture. These processes will contribute to strong instability, especially from central and eastern Texas into southern Arkansas and Louisiana. Winds aloft and vertical shear will increase, and the effective bulk shear is expected to increase to 35 to 50 knots. And with initial, more discrete storms taking on supercell structures, we will see very large hail and even a couple of tornadoes will be possible. At Mount Washington this morning, 65 miles visibility under cloudy skies and 36 degrees with a south wind at 35 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 32 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 60 degrees, the dew point 54, 80% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.04 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 25 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with a few showers and thunderstorms in the lower 70s, Boston cloudy, scattered showers in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, scattered showers and storms with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 70 degrees, the low 60, the average temperature 65, that's 1 degree below normal. 34 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 1.77 inches, that's 34 hundredths above normal, and 15.33 inches for the season, which is 88 hundredths below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low 56, the record high 94 set in 1949, and the record low 38 in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:34 p.m., 15 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with showers likely and highs in the mid to upper 60s. More showers tonight, possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with showers likely and highs in the lower 70s. More showers tonight, possibly a thunderstorm becoming more muggy with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with showers likely, perhaps a thunderstorm with highs in the lower 70s. More showers tonight, possibly a thunderstorm, more muggy with lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today, showers likely with highs near 70. More showers tonight, possibly a thunderstorm, increasingly more humid with lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today, showers likely with highs around 70. More showers tonight, possibly a thunderstorm, more humid with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening, some with heavier downpours, highs in the upper 70s. Increasing sunshine on Saturday in the upper 70s, mostly sunny and warmer Sunday, lower to mid-80s. Mid-80s with an isolated thunderstorm Monday and scattered showers and thunderstorms Tuesday and Wednesday with high temperatures in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.